This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This hour of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen back in the saddle down in Washington at the studios of Radio America. Just think, Kara, you'll see me in my beautiful face a week from today. Woohoo! I'll be in the studio with you. And maybe I'll bring Daisy up. Maybe she can add some color to the activities there. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus in a moment on what is America's favorite holiday. If you don't know what it is, you can maybe be guessing for a moment. Whilst Jennifer, who's a California, both of us are in California. I'm the quasi-California resident. She's the real deal. The governor of California, neither of us would have voted for this guy, but he's he's there. Now, the deal with PG&E, that was done with Jerry Brown. So are you surprised, and are people in California surprised that Newsom has rejected that $13.5 billion settlement? What is it, not enough?
No, he's under a lot of pressure right now, and for multiple reasons. There's a recall effort underway on Newsom. The homeless population is exploding.
He's such a wonderful governor. My God, I'll tell you. Fabulous job.
And, of course, there's been lots of criticism because there's been a lot of light shown on these deals that PG&E had with politicians in California. So what's been going on, PG&E is the gas company, Pacific Gas and Electric is what it stands for, that took the blame for one of the, I think, the deadliest fire in California. California Governor Newsom rejected a $13.5 billion settlement that PG&E struck last week with thousands of people who lost their homes, their businesses, who had personal loss, like family members who died in these fires, in a series, actually, of devastating fires that drove PG&E into bankruptcy. The decision was announced late on Friday in a five-page letter to PG&E CEO William Johnson, who looks at this as a major setback in their race to meet a June 30th deadline to emerge from bankruptcy protection. Newsom said the plan, quote, falls woefully short under state law because proposed changes to PG&E's governance and financing were insufficient to provide safe, reliable, and affordable service to its customers. Now, this is from events that happened in 2015, 2017, and 2018.
Yeah. Can you imagine the bad PR? These people are so immune to bad PR, they don't even begin to understand. Whoever is in charge of PR for PG&E should get fired, or his entire staff, his or her entire staff. But I use the expression from time to time, tone deaf to the realities of what people are thinking about their business. I mean, most of these huge conglomerates like this, the phone company, the gas company, these type of public utilities, they have such horrible Verizon, horrible relationships with their customers. And because they've been allowed to get so big by the government, then, you know, they get, okay, so you can't touch us. We'll just barrel our way through. And this is a perfect example of that.
But don't let Gavin Newsom fool you here, because the reason they're trying to make a deal, PG&E, is because they want to be able to access $21 billion in California taxpayer money that was created by the Democrat governor, Gavin Newsom, and the state lawmakers to help insulate utilities if their equipment is used to spark catastrophic fires. So they're trying to make a deal so that they can also access some of the funding that's already been set aside by the government. And that money was not created by the governor and lawmakers. That was created by stuff that they're taking out of my paycheck and out of everybody else's paycheck here in California. So there's so many different pieces to this story, and we're really only getting like swaths of it in the news media. And that is that PG&E had to not only, they were supposed to commit to fix their infrastructure. It's old, it's crumbling, it's falling apart. It's ridiculous. I was driving through my own neighborhood just yesterday, and I was talking to Jeff and saying, how ridiculous, it was windy yesterday, how ridiculous that all these power lines are above ground. Why in the world in California would this be the power grid that's all living above the ground?
It costs more money to put them under the ground, and the stockholders don't, they want to hear it.
Correct. And So instead of PG&E spending the money on doing that up in Northern California, they took the bid, basically, the gamble that California would bail them out because California had in the past. They capped the amount that they'd have to pay out in liability claims. The other piece of this is that California is requiring a huge amount of money from the power companies to go back to green initiatives. And so instead of actually updating their infrastructure, which would be good for their customers and for everyone in California for that matter, instead they're kind of paying to the mafia, which is California's lawmakers, right, and saying, here's what we have for these green initiatives, and by the way, thanks for scratching our back with the help to bail us out when and if these fires break out. And who's getting it in the shorts? It's the taxpayer. It's the person who's living in a PG&E district in California, and lawmakers and PG&E are just sitting there scratching each other's back. And forth. That's the problem.
The people listening to this program around the country and around the world are wondering, what's the lesson here for me or for us? And I think what the lesson is, frankly, is pretty much the same as what's gone on in California. There are all these power lines. Now, it may not, granted, it might not be as dangerous in your area because if you go on the big sky country, I was thinking about Montana, the three or four stations there that carry the program, how the power lines are, you know, maybe not even use Montana, but any place that's wide open where you see the power lines going across the plains, across the landscape. In my neck of the woods in Massachusetts, it's all through the forests, and you know, I have to cut down trees in order for the power lines to go through there. And so one wonders, okay, what if this happened here? If the companies are doing as bad a job as they seem to be taking care of their infrastructure, then could this happen here? And the answer for a lot of you, if not most of you, is yes, it could happen there if these power companies, these regional power companies, are not taking care. National Grid, NSTAR, Eversource, whatever the name is that services you, Edison, if they're thinking is probably pretty much the same. If it's a stockholder company, the stockholders want as much a return as they can on their investment. So that doesn't mean, it means no to the question, should we put all these power lines under the ground? So does the federal government have to step in and say, okay, too bad you guys, I know you don't want to, but you're going to have to. For the public good and necessity, putting these power lines underground is probably the only thing that makes them really safe. And that's what you ask yourself as you're driving around today, looking at the power lines, whether it's the single pole down your street or whether it's these huge stanchions that are out in the middle of nowhere that carry the power across the country. It's dangerous, dangerous stuff. It really is. So, food for thought. What do you have down? What's the name of the company in New Jersey that does the power?
Jersey Central Power and Light, JCP&L. Mm-hmm. But it's not really, it's sort of like a bunch of other offshoot brands underneath it now, because it's, I think New Jersey is one of those deregulated energy states, so my bill seems to be from someone different every month, I'm not sure how that works.
You can choose, by the way, you can choose, I have done that in my neck of the woods, I choose to, the power all comes in the same place, but there was a law that was passed, and I don't think it was Massachusetts, I think it was the federal bureaucracy that allowed different companies to come in, and I happen to choose a green company. The money goes to various green initiatives, so the power doesn't come from coal-fired sources. It eventually will come from the sun or the wind.
I don't think I have that option, especially in our apartment building. I'm not really sure if we do. Because when we moved in, it was just, here's your account, and that's it. Not sure.
No, you can, in some places, you can look around. I have mine actually through American Airlines. I get miles.
Oh, that's good.
I'm doing a green initiative, and I get miles for it. I don't think it's the cheapest program in the world, but I feel strongly about doing the green thing. And I also like getting a few extra miles here and there. So that's how that all works. All right, so we want to find out about America's favorite holiday, and we'll do that in a moment here after these words on the DJV program, which is quarter after the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Here's an after-school assignment for mom and dad.
turn off the screens, and turn on the stove to make family meals.
It could be any meal. Anytime that you can enjoy a meal with someone, I would encourage you to do so. It has benefits not only for kids, but adults as well.
Dietitian Kate Saratsky says working in your own kitchen gives you more control over ingredients,
how much salt, how much sugar,
and portion sizes.
And so if you have more control over the food and the portion, you're likely going to consume less calories and more nutritious foods and share those foods with your family.
Studies show family mealtime can offer social benefits too, including reducing the chance children will engage in risky behaviors. So gather together.
It may slow the pace of your meal. It might bring a different appreciation to the meal. And it creates a social interaction that's probably beneficial for everyone.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price our employees get on the Dodge Durango. And with Durango's available 475 horsepower, Dodge is here to make every trip a memorable one. So hurry in to the Dodge Big Finish event today to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. Offers available in the purchase or lease of a 2020 Dodge Durango or a new 2019 Dodge vehicle excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must agree to delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer for details.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, Doug, Jen, Victoria. Kara here with the scoop. Jennifer has the scoop on what America's favorite holiday. We would all think it might be Christmas. That seems to... I said to Jennifer, we said, I want to talk about America's favorite holiday. I said, can we insert the word pagan in front of it? Because most of the religious holidays were actually pagan festivals before they became religious festivals. So what are you going to go through some stats here with us?
Ladies, do you agree with Dougie that Christmas is the most favorite holiday amongst Americans?
Of course it's
I
not
would say,
you're meeting this.
I would say 4th of July, maybe.
That would interesting, Kara.
I love Christmas, but I also like to eat a lot, so I'll say Thanksgiving.
You guys are so good. You've just picked the top three holidays of Americans. So this is actually done by 538. 538 is a survey company. They typically do a lot with candidates and with polling, which is how I discovered it. And I said, wait a second, we're actually doing something fun here. Forget about Bernie Sanders for a second. Yeah. Uh-huh. So the question is, what holidays are on your top five? And so they went around and they asked Americans to rank their top five holidays. So this was 1,095 respondents between the survey times of December 8th and 10th. Christmas was number one, 78% saying Christmas was their favorite holiday, followed by Thanksgiving and Independence Day. That surprised me, Victoria, so very good on that. That was in third place. Fourth place was New Year's Eve and Day, followed by Easter. Little surprising because Halloween has become such a huge spending holiday that that's in at number six. And then get this. Memorial Day, Valentine's Day, Labor Day, St. Patrick's Day, a birthday, Veterans Day, Martin Luther King Day, and then Christmas Eve. What the heck, guys? I always like Christmas Eve better than Christmas Day. Wow. Only 4% say Christmas Eve.
Let's follow up that. What's the most used four-letter word at Christmas time? Most used.
Well, in my house, it might be a little different, and I can't say it on
air. Okay. Gift? I don't know.
Nope. Yeah, that's a good guess, though. Got one, Victoria?
Love?
Nope. That's a good gift. That's a good one, too. All right. You want me to give it away?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The most used four-letter word in the holiday season is Yule. Y-U-L-E. Yule. All right? Good conversation starter. 21 after.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Chicano rock pioneers Los Lobos waited 47 years to record their first Christmas album. Where's Feliz Navidad? It's in here somewhere. It's got to be. There's nobody who does one of these albums without their version of Feliz Navidad. The group comes from East Los Angeles. No surprise there, Jen. The result is Liego Navidad. Liego Navidad, Spanish for Christmas is here. Collection of traditional mariachi, salsa, son jaroco. Is that how you pronounce that? I don't know that. Son jaroco? Anybody know?
Don't know.
Right. All right. But anyway, close enough for government work. Dose of rock and roll infused in it as well to create kind of a nice holiday recording. Pretty much like nothing else that's out there, that's for sure. The musicians managed to hit all the traditional themes, the birth of Jesus, decorating the tree, sadness of being alone during the holidays. They also throw in a few more recognizable tunes like the Tex-Mex version, It's Christmas Time in Texas. That's what we got here, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Christmas Time in Texas. It's kind of fun, don't you think?
I like it.
I do, too. Yeah.
I think it adds a little bit of flair. Sometimes Christmas songs can be kind of boring when you hear them for a month straight, so this is kind of fun. Yeah.
All right, let's hear a little of Donde Esta Santa Claus.
Where is Santa Claus?
Where is Santa
Claus? I look for him because
I like this. I think this is cool.
I feel like I'm watching a spaghetti western movie, right?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, that's right. Westerns at Christmas time. All right, so let's hear their version of Feliz Navidad here.
Okay, now I'm at Christmas in Cabo, and the mariachi band is playing at the bar, right, Jen?
Like
we're in Cabo, right? We're drinking margaritas.
That's it.
Working on our tan. It's Christmas.
They have an original song called Christmas in You. Do you have that, Kara?
If you give me another 30 seconds, I can.
Oh, I can sing along with this, though. I hear. La da da da. Feliz Navidad. La da 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 da. Christmas time has come officially. Music and the spirit. I find myself, there are two Christmas stations around where I am, and I actually find myself listening to the radio this time of year. All right, this is Christmas time.
Not as fun as the other ones.
No, pass. All right, let's keep going here. The McCrary sisters, next up on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, me and you. This is a group of well-known backgrounders from Nashville. They have a new gospel Christmas album called The Barry McCrary Christmas. Let's see what we think of this. This is Joy to the World, their version of it. And then they've got a take on What Child Is This in the album, which features classic and modern gospel arrangements that wouldn't be out of place in a Sunday morning church service for sure during the holiday season. Alison Krauss lends her vocals to O Come, Emmanuel. This is bluesman Keb Moe sharing lead vocals with Regina McCrary on the soulful version of Away in a Manger. The reason they did the album, according to Deborah McCrary, was to put the reason back into the seasons. I guess we all have our tastes. Wouldn't be something I'd run out and buy.
I think I'd like Los Lobos better.
Yeah,
I feel a little depressed.
I want to go back to Cabo.
Let's have more Los Lobos. 28 past the hour on the DJV program. Bring back Los Lobos.
Shepherds watch.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hong Kong riot police fired tear gas at thousands of protesters, many wearing masks and reindeer horns, after scuffles in shopping malls in a prime tourist district as anti-government rallies escalated into chaos on Christmas Eve. Protesters inside the building had thrown a number of objects at police, who responded by beating demonstrators with batons, at one point firing guns into the crowd, but not at the people. Police fired tear gas to disperse the protesters who had occupied the main roads outside the malls. Many Hong Kong residents are angry at what they see as Beijing's meddling in the freedoms promised to the former British colony when it returned to the Chinese in 1997. China denies interfering and says it's committed to the one country, two systems formulas put into place at that time and has blamed foreign forces for starting the unrest. Merry Christmas from the entire team at USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
At the hour now on the Monday, December, on the DJV program. Good morning, good day, happy trails to you. Christmas time is upon us. And that means that there are a lot of movies. The Hallmark Channel is full of movies. But Hallmark has something else to be concerned about, Victoria, beside all their movies, right?
Yes, a lot of bad press over the weekend. So Hallmark Channel, essentially what they did was they had they pulled ads for a wedding planning website called Zola because the specific ad featured two brides instead of a man and a woman. And so apparently what happened, the behind the scenes of this, is there's a conservative group that's pretty anti-gay called 1 Million Moms, And so they complained directly to Bill Abbott, who is the CEO of Hallmark, of the parent company, Crown Media Family Networks. And so I guess he made the decision to pull the ads, and because this group said that they found them offensive and not safe for family viewing and blah, blah, blah. And so it spread really quickly. And a lot of celebrities, a lot of people just the hashtag boycott Hallmark channel started trending. And celebrities like Ellen DeGeneres tweeted at them and at Bill Abbott and said, it's almost 2020, you know, what's going on? I'm all ears. We're listening here. And she said, what are you thinking? Please explain. And so now, and then, you know, it's funny because a lot of different celebrities were, you know, chiming in and sharing opinions. You wouldn't maybe expect to see William Shatner, but he was one who came out and blasted Hallmark for doing this too. So a lot of support kind of all around, and not to mention LGBTQ organizations like GLAAD. They came out saying that this is just so discriminatory that all love should be equally celebrated. And essentially that's what Zola, the wedding planning company, that's what they said. They gave 6 ads to Hallmark, and Hallmark pulled everything that didn't have an opposite sex couple in it. So it was pretty
Hallmark known
pretty
for being that conservative.
Hallmark is conservative.
Right,
they're now making statements saying that.
They're
now making statements saying that they're reversing course. They're going to air the ads after all. They said that the Crown Media team, this is their quote, the Crown Media team has been agonizing over this decision as we've seen the hurt that it has unintentionally caused. Said simply, we believe this decision was wrong. We're truly sorry for the hurt and disappointment. And so they're reaching out to Zola, and I guess they're going to start airing the ads again.
Okay.
But you know, it's not a great look for Hallmark, because like you said, right now this is probably their highest viewing time of year.
Stay away from anything that's controversial. Hallmark, I don't know if it even has a political slant, but I think that
no, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know that it's even fair to characterize them even as conservative. I think they just want to stay away from anything that could get them in trouble.
Excuse me, I'm not talking about conservative in terms of politics. It's just a that side of the street. Look at the people in their movies, the way they're dressed, the way they're coiffed. It's just
Everything ends in a kiss, nothing else. I mean, it's just very.
It is very middle. It's kind of middle America. But
yeah,
the reason I would say, and I love all the Hallmark movies. They're cute and cheesy. But the reason I would consider them to be more on the conservative side is because they've made statements. I think it was even the beginning of this year that they were thinking about maybe considering, and it was really like a very vague statement, maybe considering having like a gay couple on one of the movies, because they've never had that. So it's really,
that's their choice and they're welcome to it, but just be aware that the consuming public may want to say something about what they're offering is their bill of fare. That's it,
right?
You know, the good and the bad and the ugly part of the thing. I'm just going to go one step further, or I'm going to turn the page a little bit. There is a claim on the BBC, whether you've seen this or not, apparently there's a video, an educational video that's being aired that was produced by the BBC that claims there are 100 genders of human beings. The 100 gender theory, I'm not sure where they come up with this, but I was hoping maybe you guys would jump on. All I know is that there are male and female. And then there's the transgender stuff, and would you consider the LGBTQ, is that, those are all gender nominative, are they? Which five?
I don't know where sexuality,
gender.
Yeah,
gender is different than sexuality, I think, and that's the
for sure
the gray area that people, you know, there's a lot of arguing, and I think a lot of misunderstanding, because people say they kind of conflate the two,
But how do you get around anatomy?
Well, that's always my question. I mean, there are people who identify in different ways, but if we are not science deniers, as a lot of people like to accuse people of being, there are two genders, and biologically there are two genders, but that doesn't seem to be...
Well, I think hermaphrodites technically are a third.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I don't know of where you get 100 from. I'm not sure.
I don't know. There's a fellow that they interviewed... that supposedly is an expert in this, named Benjamin Butterworth, who's actually a gay guy.
Why Benjamin Butterworth? I mean, that name.
It can't be real.
Dr. Butterworth. Yeah.
Dr. Butterworth. Anyway, they're trying to get at this and how you can figure out what it is that where they come up with all of this stuff and who identifies as what. Is this just for human beings would be my question. It's the original premise
was there are other species that are known to have multiple genders. And,
right.
Yeah, so
penguins,
maybe,
for example. Did you know what penguins were?
No, I know penguins can be gay because there's a gay penguin couple that just has adopted their second egg at the zoo.
Really?
I have a couple friends who are vets and veterinarians, and so we were just talking about it a couple weeks ago about gender in different animals and things like that. So yeah, I didn't know about that part, but I do know that the gay penguins are raising another egg together Berlin.
Gay penguins.
Yep.
The this thing is becoming a national, I don't know whether it's a national disgrace, whether it's a national problem. I think we've all figured out that vaping products are bad, or there's a set of them that are bad. Montana now is going to enforce what they've described as an emergency ban on flavored vaping. Montana's come up twice in this last half hour. There were three or four stations there. I was thinking about the power lines and stuff when I drove around. Driving in Montana is an experience like you will never have anyplace else. It really is big sky. Has anybody else driven in Montana beside me?
Always wanted to go to Montana. I don't think I have been there.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous state. But driving across it, you just get this feeling that it's a different kind of a place, frankly. Anyway, so what I'm focused on here is the health department for the state noticing on the weekend that they're putting up a temporary restraining order to prevent the ban from taking effect. I'm not sure. They started this in October. Most states have done this now, right, around the country? And then pretty much, what are they doing in New Jersey on the vape ban? Is there anything?
New Jersey is similar to New York. I think they're moving forward on the flavored stuff, and they're cracking down on, I think they've raised the age to 21. So you used to have to just be 18. Now it's 21. But I think every state is kind of grappling with it in a different way. In New York, they got rid of the flavored stuff, but then they kept the menthol because that's what smokers choose to vape when they're trying to quit smoking. It's not everybody has to quit smoking. It's your choice. But so they left the ones that are more adult-oriented, and they took out, like, cotton candy and blueberry and all the stuff that kids like.
So am I the only one who thinks we have a bunch of hypocrites in Washington at these various agencies, the CDC and the FDA, getting reports? The CDC said 2,400 people have been hospitalized because of the vaping and related lung injuries. Okay, so that's serious. But has the FDA or the CDC moved to declare opioids a health hazard because 70,000 people died last year on opioids?
Yeah,
what are they doing
actually
about that?
I don't know what the CDC has done, but I do know because I've interviewed probably four or five different people from Health and Human Services from this administration, and there is a concerted effort to go after opioids from the administration. It was something I think that Trump ran into on the campaign trail. I don't think that he was aware, maybe not all of us were aware, what a problem it is in smaller places. Vermont.
Rural America?
You wouldn't assume that.
High on drugs.
And
a lot of drugs.
So they actually, for the first time in, I think, 10, 15 years, something like that, there was a decline. Now, small, 3%, but a decline in opioid overdoses in the last year,
think about it, Jennifer.
A small accomplishment, but good in the right direction.
Are more people
doing heroin to replace it because they can't get scripts anymore? That's also happening
cheap.
In a lot of places. Yeah.
And because of what's going on in the farm belt, what's going on in rural America, what's going on with our farmers, the suicide rate with farmers is second only to the suicide rate of former military. And the crisis, and I don't like that word because it's overused, but this is a crisis. And the number of people who are older that are committing suicide in farming versus the younger people in rural America who have been connected to farms and agriculture who are on dope, it's not much of a stretch to figure out what's going on here. the desperation that they feel. They lead lives of desperation, and they want to escape. And that's what this stuff provides them with, is an escape. It's pretty disgusting. Speaking of disgusting, you know what the national debt is? I'll tell you after this.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten. Yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we go, boys and girls. The latest on the federal debt. Victoria said, why are you bothering this? Nobody cares.
No one does.
Well, I think we ought to.
You are honestly the only person in my entire universe really? Who ever has talks about the national debt.
As of
it's
last
too bad,
week,
because it's out of control.
It really is.
The total
federal debt is $21 trillion. $516,058,183,180.23 as of the close of business last Friday.
I'll tell you what, I'm in first. I'll take the 23 cents. Go ahead.
Really?
I'm going to do my part, yeah.
I mean, and it's gone up $1 trillion. Here's what it did. The federal debt since last year at this time has gone up $1,239,772,458.95.
Is that all military spending? Where did that money go?
The only way
you're going to cut the debt is if you cut entitlement spending. And it's truth. No one wants to hear it.
60%. Yeah.
And exactly. And no one wants to do it. The only person who actually tried to do it was Paul Ryan, and he even got laughed at by his own party saying, yeah, right. We have way too much on the line. We don't want to be the party of cutting people's entitlement, their food stamps, their unemployment.
Third rail.
But you know what?
Call it the third rail. But yeah,
we're gonna cry and moan about it, and until someone actually does it, it's not gonna get better.
Yeah, crank it up. The Senate has passed a resolution that recognizes the Armenian genocide, 405-11, the Ottoman Turkish Empire. Remember, if you study that in history. You know what they did? They killed millions of Armenians, actually, in the early 20th century around World War I. So now we've recognized that fact, at least 10 before the hour.
Most
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tech Talk time. As the clock ticks away, Tech Talk, Tech Talk time. 53 after the hour on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen doing an overview. I'm doing the intro and she does the explanation, if you know what I
You're
mean.
You're doing the names. Tech Talk, Tech Talk?
Tech Talk, Tech Talk. I like that. Don't you like that?
I have not heard that before.
There you go.
All right.
That yesterday we talked about that FBI smart TV warning. Can you give us some more details about that, please?
Yeah, this came up earlier this week. I think on Monday this actually popped up for the first time, and to be honest, it got kind of a mixed reaction. The FBI was warning against smart TVs. They did it in a really clunky way. It made everybody, half the people ignored it, and the other half were ready to throw their TVs out. So Here's what the real deal is. They've kind of issued a bit of an update with more information that's very, very valuable. So the FBI is warning against, quote-unquote, smart TVs. Now, these are TVs that have internet streaming that's directly connected. What they're really concerned with more than that are TVs that have facial recognition capabilities. This is the absolute next-gen smart TV. This is the latest of the latest if you have facial recognition. A lot of people are still a little even unnerved by facial recognition on their cell phones, but there are some TVs that now have that capability. if you do have it on your TV, it might be easy and convenient to use, but I would actually agree with the FBI on this and disable it. It's not secure. There's no security to back it up. It's not like using your iPhone where it maps your face and it's, you know, securely stored in the cloud. It's totally different with the smart TVs. That's really what the FBI was saying. They said, here's the new update. At the low end of the risk spectrum, if someone hacks into your TV, they can change the channels, they can mess with the volume, they can show your kids inappropriate videos. Now, in the worst-case scenario, they can turn on your bedroom TV's camera and microphone and silently film you and cyber-stalk you. So that's where you really want to be careful. You want to make sure that you have all of your security updates done. And if you don't know, and this is what I always say to my parents, because I'm the tech person for them, if you don't know if your software or your TV is up-to-date, just ask someone who's familiar with it. Get your kids, get your grandkids over. They can go through the menu really quickly and find where the settings are for security, and they can do an update. If you keep your TV, your smart TV, up to date, you're going to be fine. And all the apps that you use, as long as they're up to date, there are security things that are built into all of that, you're going to be fine. Now, if you do have a camera on your smart TV, which is something that is becoming more and more popular as far as gaming goes. So if you do have a camera, the easiest way to make sure no one can spy on you, put a little piece of electrical tape over it. If it's black, if you want to have it blend in, put some duct tape, any kind of tape that covers up that camera. And honestly, that's probably all you really need to do. Mm-hmm. If you want to go into the settings and disable the microphone so no one can actually spy on you or hear you, that's also a good thing to do. But other than that, don't freak out and don't get rid of your smart TV.
All right, speaking of mics, the company Shure that makes a lot of microphones that I use here on this program has a new plug-in mic for iPhones, so you can get some great recordings.
The Geek Out.
Smartphones have proven to be the ultimate portable media device. Easy for taking notes, capable of top-class photography and video, but the microphones remain somewhat limited. Audio manufacturer Shure looks to resolve this with a new microphone that plugs directly into iPhones, providing high-quality recordings for music, performances, or interviews. The MV88 plugs directly into the Lightning port of an iPhone, giving it a mic generally found only in dedicated portable audio devices. It arrives with an app that provides control over a host of settings. Podcasters, musicians, and journalists may find the Shure MV88 plug-in condenser mic for iPhone a huge win. It sells for about $190, and we've posted the link to it on Twitter at The Geek App.
Toyota. All right, here's another one for you, Victoria. The cell phone detection cameras that are being used in Australia. Are we going to see them here pretty soon?
Absolutely, I would bet on it. So what happened is earlier this week, the Australian state of New South Wales rolled out high-definition detection cameras, and it's designed to catch drivers using their cell phones illegally when they're behind the wheel. They said that this is a world's first technology. It will target illegal cell phone use through fixed and mobile trailer-mounted cameras. The cameras will use artificial intelligence to review the images and then detect if illegal use of cell phones was going on. It's about 45 cameras that they have so far. And then you'll get a ticket, hefty fines, $300 or more, $450 if you're in a school zone, penalties on your license. It's a big deal. They said more than 100,000 drivers last year in the state of New South Wales were driving illegally using a phone behind the wheel. They say that it's caused 30% of road fatalities, and this is, of course, very similar, I'm sure, to the stats we have here in the States. And I would absolutely say in the next couple of years we'll probably have these cameras here too.
Great. All right, thanks for the update, Victoria. It's 59 past the hour on today's DJV show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.